Tell me a little about some of the experience you have, governmental or otherwise, that you think helps make you qualified for the position.
All right, thank you. Well, as you know, my name is Nathaniel Gotch, and I've got a lot of government service under my belt, but it may not be the same as my opponents. You see, I spent 17 years in the U.S. Army, and I was in the Army a planner. That was primarily what I did. I led troops. I planned. I would plan logistical and operational programs. Some of these programs were very extensive, global operations moving 4,000 or 5,000 troops, all their supporting equipment, years and years in the planning, and that's what I did.
And what led you to run for office for this in the Pottawatomie County Commission?
I have some friends that they were telling me, you need to run. I'm like, I don't know if I should run. Why should you know how it is? But I really got to thinking about it, and I think I can do a good job. I'm very confident that I would benefit this county as much as they would benefit me. You know, I want to serve the people.
And what are some thoughts you have on, there's kind of competing desires between, being able to have certain development or services within the county. There's also desires to keep taxes low, which would fund those services. What are some thoughts you have on ways to balance maybe those competing desires?
Well, competing desires are what makes America great. And this county, I've really fallen in love with. The Army brought us here about 6 years ago, and shortly after that, I decided I was through with the military, and we stayed. We stayed right here. There was no leaving for us because of so many great people in this county. Now, along with the great people, you have a great tax rate. We have one of the lowest in the state, and I know that I've talked to a lot of people out on the trail campaigning, asking people what they think. And they like that. They want to keep the taxes low. And, of course, who doesn't want to keep their taxes low? I want to keep the taxes low. But we also have to pay for things. And I'm not suggesting we raise taxes. I'm suggesting that we do better at spending our money. Let me talk to you about planning. Did you know that they don't have a big plan right now for how to spend the money? They have projects approved at our county level, things that they've decided, yes, we're going to fund this, we're going to do this. But if you ask them, what year, when is the money coming out of for this project or this road, they don't have any of that planned. And that's why I think I can help. We have to plan and budget the several projects years in advance. Okay? If you ask what's budgeted for any specific item in 2019, you get only crickets. They're still planning 2018 spending. That doesn't sit well with me. That can only end in tears. It's too many years this has gone on. It's not a way to run a family. It's not a way to run a business. And especially, it's not a way to run a county. My vision is to get a 5-year plan. And not just what projects we're going to do, but specifically how much each one's going to cost, what year we're going to fund it, where it's going to come from, and approve it in advance. That's what every other county does or should do. That's what every other government entity always has done, the successful ones.
And some in the county have voiced concerns recently about too much commercial development too quickly. And as we know, Pottawatomie County is one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing county in the state. What are some ways to maybe, we're going to talk more about balance. How do you balance the need for economic development with some people's concerns to keep things maybe certain ways they were before?
Well, there is certainly the sentiment that we may be going too fast. And that's not without merit. If you build a building too fast and you cut corners, you could have problems. Maybe that building won't be structurally sound. We wouldn't want to do that with our county. I'm not saying we should slow down or speed up. I'm saying we need to do things carefully. We're going to grow. I think everyone admits that as a definite certainty. We're going to continue to grow. There are multiple neighborhoods being built right now. Other ones have recently been approved to be built. They have funding. They're going forward. What we have to do is make sure that we plan correctly. Now, the Public Works Department is doing a good job getting the infrastructure planned ahead of time, and they're fighting, frankly, against some of the commissioners because they're not giving them the go-ahead to spend money on projects that the commission itself has already approved. The balance comes, I think, in deciding what we need to do and going ahead and doing it. The money will have to come from somewhere, that's true. Now, when you talk about growth, you're also talking about increased spending, but you're also talking about increased profits or tax revenue, I think is the correct word. Every one of these houses that gets built, maybe three, maybe four, some of them are larger, $5,000 a year paying into income tax or property taxes. Some of them are smaller, maybe only $2,000 a year. But you're talking about 100 or more houses per neighborhood. And we're looking at multiple neighborhoods being built. So every one of these houses that gets built and sold and a new family moves in, that's a little bit more revenue that we have to work with. So the fact that we're going to have to spend more money on new houses is not necessarily a crisis in and of itself, because we're also going to get more revenue with each one of these houses. Our county has done an okay job at balancing in the past. My fear is that we get too wrapped up in reactionary spending instead of planning to spend properly.
And we're going to continue the balance line of discussion. I have a lot of balance questions. This is probably my last balance question, actually, to be honest.
Well, balance is very important.
Yeah. Like. What are some thoughts you have on there's some interests different based on where you are in the county. It's a very big county. Interests are quite different. Say the north side of the county as opposed to the south side of the county. How do you balance different interests in such a large geographical area?
Well, I think the county commission itself is one of the tools that has been created and put in place to successfully – well, in the past it's been successful. I know they do a lot of arguing. If you've been to any of those meetings, they get – there's a lot of talking. There's a lot of arguing. There's not a lot of deciding going on, and that gets back to my planning piece. I think if you do the research, if you look at what we need and you plan ahead – you're going to find that everyone is an acceptable level of happy. It's politics. It's America. No one's going to be pleased. You're never going to find a decision that makes every single person in your county happy because they want different things. Let's talk about the bridges. There's people that say we need new bridges. There's people that say we don't need new bridges. There's two bridges in particular that are being hotly discussed right now over the last few months, maybe a year, and it may come that we need a new bridge. It may come that we need to tear down and rebuild an old bridge. Why would we wait 5 years until we finally decide, yes, we need a bridge, and then try to plan how are we going to fund it? Why not decide now? Why not do a lot more research quickly? And I'm not talking about the people that work for the county that are the standard employees who have a day job, and I'm talking about the commissioners themselves, going out, doing research, forming opinions, getting a hold of the research that's already been done by the people in the planning commission, by the public works department, by all these different departments of the employees that have done all this work. Why not use what they've done? Do your own research of that and of other things. Let's decide if we're going to need a bridge. Because if it looks like we're going to need a bridge, why don't we start saving money for it now? That's what I would do.
And that sort of plays into my next question about what your thoughts on the state of infrastructure in the county are. Do you think that their infrastructure in Pottawatomie County is moving in the right direction?
I think it is starting to move in the right direction. We have some projects that were on hold because they didn't have the infrastructure going fast enough. That's okay. They weren't on hold that long. And then once the infrastructure, like the sewer, for example, was in place for this thing to happen, then the project was able to go forward. It has to be a balance between what the developers want to do and what the residents want to live in. You can't have only one or only the other. We also have a balance of, like you said earlier, different areas. You know, there's a lot of ranch land in our county, and that's wonderful, and we shouldn't try to just get rid of it. We need to keep as much as we can while still allowing developments to come up, new neighborhoods, new shopping centers will eventually come. It has to be carefully planned out.
And Do you think the mental health treatment and infrastructure within the county are meeting needs in the county, or do you think that there is a need for more expansion of that treatment?
Well, I hadn't thought much about that.
Because the county is one of the partners with Pawnee Mental Health Services.
That I didn't know. Yes, the Pawnee Mental Health over partners Riley and Pottawatomie County, and I think other counties. And I think they do a good job. I'm going to have to be honest with you. I don't know the answer to that question. But I think the way I handle that question is also a way to look at how I would handle other questions. Because you don't want a politician who comes in and knows all the answers. What I am is a man who's willing to do my own independent research, to use the research of others and learn about it, and find out the answer to that, because there is an answer. If we need to do more, we will do more. If we need to back off, that's what we'll do. The question is, are you going to want a politician in there who's going to try to blow smoke and say, oh, I know everything. I don't know everything.
And what aspect of the county government do you think is the least effective and most in need of improvement?
Well, I think the least effective we have right now is the county commission. Like I said, they do things in secret. They hide their agendas until the very last minute. They change them at the last minute when they're meeting resistance. Just last month, we had an incident where, well, it was a several-month-long incident. There was opposition to a project. There was lawyers involved. There was injunctions. There was a lot of citizens very upset about this project. They said, okay, we're not going to decide today. We're going to table it for another month. They set it for a certain date in September. They publicly said, this is going to be the day we talk about it, 4 weeks from today. Well, I know people were going to go and continue their opposition. However, at the very last minute, they changed it to a week prior. And of course, they'll say, oh, it was on our agenda. But that agenda is only there if you search for it. It's not public broadcast, hey, let's make sure everyone knows there was a change to the agenda. And for something that big, I consider it very unprofessional to ever change that kind of agenda. People are knowing, they're planning a month in advance, I want to be there to help discuss this matter. Why would you change it? And that's what they did. And then no one came to oppose it because no one knew about it. Now, that kind of stuff is not the way you effectively run a county. You need to make sure everybody knows what's going on. You need to make sure that people have the opportunity to voice their concerns. I believe in the power of the people in this county. I believe in the intelligence of the people in this county. I'm not actually what you would consider a politician. I don't consider myself a politician, which I know sounds funny from a guy who's asking you to vote for him for a public office. But I believe in this case the distinction is very important. I consider myself to be a public servant. Okay? I don't believe in this idea that a politician will come up there and they win your vote and they smooth talk and they say they know everything and then they get in there and they promise all this great stuff and you elect them and then suddenly they think your money, the taxpayers' money, is their toy box, that you work for them, that the people work for them. In my mind, nobody works for the county commissioners. They work for the people. I mean, they make decisions, yes, but they work for the people. It's not the other way around. I've always considered that kind of mutual respect to be the linchpin, the crux of what we can get done. If you and I can work together, if I can work with anybody in this county, out of mutual respect, we can get so much more done. If the developers and the public servants and the residents of this county all begin to mutually respect one another, work together, we can get so much more done. The balance will come that we desperately need. The meetings won't take 8 hours on Monday. It'll take 3 or 4. We'll be able to get more done. We'll be able to tell people, we know what we're doing 5 years from now. Let's talk about what we're doing the year after that, not what we're doing next week.
And I've jumped around from topic to topic here, but at this point of the interview, I'd like to turn it over to you.
That's all right. I've jumped around too.
Yeah. What are some of the topics, issues, concerns that you think are most pivotal in this upcoming election?
people are always concerned about how the public servants go about spending the money that's received through taxes. I think that is one of the most pivotal issues. You know, we have this tendency in America to think that the government is going to accomplish many great things. We also have this tendency in America to think that the government needs to stay out of our business. And I think, in part, they're both right. The government can accomplish great things if the government works with the people and if the government works for the people. And there's many instances, and I think our county does a pretty good job of staying out of the business of the residents when it doesn't concern the government. You know, there. I can think of numerous examples of people who have businesses that other people in the county don't like. But they're not doing anything wrong. They're not breaking any laws. They're not really hurting anybody. They just kind of annoy people. And you know what? They've petitioned the government. Hey, you got to stop this guy. And the county's like, you know what? That guy's not doing anything wrong. So we're just going to let him go. We're going to leave him alone because we don't have the mandate. We don't have the right to mess with this person. He's not doing anything wrong. He's just mildly annoying you as a person. And you know what? People don't always get along. People don't always get together. But what we can all agree on, I believe, is that our tax money has to be spent meticulously, methodically, well planned out. It has to be accounted for. It has to be not wasted. If there are any programs that we spend county tax money on that are frivolous, that just make people feel good but don't actually do any good, that don't actually help any person, I will seek to eliminate those programs or reduce them to a more acceptable level. Now, if there's programs or different projects that we're working on that we need money for, I'm not going to be afraid to tell the people, look, we need this money, and tell them why I think. Sometimes, if it's a big amount of money, you have to let the people decide. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great thing. That's what we talk about all the time. America is a place where we elect our representatives. We elect these public servants to do this job for us. But we also have to have oversight of them. We can't just let them run free and do whatever they want. So that's one thing I think is a pivotal issue, the tax money. The bridges are another thing. The bridges, the other road construction, there's creek construction. I talked to a man, and he thinks that the county should help him fix the creek behind his house. You know, and I went and I looked, and his house is falling into the creek. Maybe the county should help him. You know, but we don't specifically have money set aside for maintenance of the creek walls and the river, you know, so make sure that the things. I mean, I think in the future, after that happened, we've got policies in place to make sure we back off from the waterways a little bit more so that we don't have them in the future. But what are we going to do about this guy's house? You know, it has to be thought out. It has to be well planned. If we have a concern in our county that too much money might be spent on one area, for example, they do a lot of road maintenance on Highway 24. That's a U.S. highway, so some of the money is going to come from the United States Highway Maintenance Fund, or whatever they want to call that, you know, but there's other things related to that, and some people might get the impression we're spending too much money in one area of the county, we're spending too little in another area of the county. I think that there's a possibility to manage that better. I think that there is a strong argument for sectioning out, okay, how much are we going to spend on, how much percentage of our road maintenance is going to be on one area and leave the others high and dry, and then we got to spend it in all the different areas. In just the district I would represent alone, there's three townships. There's St. George Township, Blue Township, and Green Township. You can't just worry about one of those townships. You have to worry about all three. And then the commissioners of the other areas, they worry about the townships that they're in charge of, or not in charge of, but they represent. And that helps us achieve balance. That helps us achieve what we really need to have going forward. A lot of people have strong feelings about the courthouse. That's one thing I've talked to a lot of people about. You know, and I think that's probably the one issue that probably has the easiest solution, but has the most hotly debated issues, because a lot of people don't want to spend any money on the courthouse because they're like, why, it's an old building, just get rid of it. Other people have very sentimental feelings, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, they really are attached to it. They want to see the courthouse preserved. It's been placed on some historical protection, historical registries. And so, you know, just getting rid of it, it doesn't seem like much of an option. But the question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to try to fix it up? Are we going to build a new one instead of it? My option is real simple. Why does the county have to keep it? Why can't we give it to somebody? We need to have somebody come forward, set up a nonprofit organization specifically for the only purpose of preserving historical buildings in our county, such as the courthouse. Once it's set up and we've got people running it, give them the building. That way the county doesn't have to spend any more money on it. And they, as a historical society, can be in charge of contacting all the people, getting volunteers, getting the money raised through donations. And I'm sure that the donations would come. There's a lot of people who feel very strongly about it. So we've got to have these donations. And when those donations come rolling in, eventually they'll save enough money and say, all right, this is what we're going to do so we can keep this building, we can restore it, we can make it a museum or whatever they want to make it. They'd be in charge of it, you know. That way the county spends no money, and nobody gets mad because we destroyed the building that a lot of people think is very important.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.